final seconds. The gun sounds, and Notre Dame with its most impressive win.
The time has expired. The game is over. After raising their helmets high in salute to their classmates and fans, the players leave the field. The crowd drifts apart as the roar becomes a murmur.
That's right, we battle, huh? That's right.
The present becomes another chapter in the story of Notre Dame football. Yet something lingers. You can't put your finger on it, but you feel it in your heart. It's called the Notre Dame spirit. Words and pictures and recordings tell the history of football at Notre Dame, but spirit is what makes them matter. Spirit binds tradition with tomorrow. Spirit unites alumni and students with distant fans, many of whom will never have the chance to travel to South Bend for a game, but who are there just the same. Spirit is what makes today's simple, joyous game played on a field of green tomorrow's treasured memories. The spirit of Notre Dame has been celebrated by sports fans and storytellers, priests and presidents. Many years ago, Will Rogers spoke with wonder of the Notre Dame spirit and how powerfully it binds the fortunes of the Fighting Irish to the lives of the common man.
Why is it that we pull? Why is it we kind of pull for Notre Dame? But we do. We unconsciously do. It could be everything being equal. We don't know either school. We don't mean anything. We have no particular other ties to it or anything. But to everybody, there's an awful lot of people they always want to see. I think there's a certain shrewdness about it. There's something in a Notre Dame team that we look for. We look for them to be, and we're a little disappointed if they're not just a little bit smarter than the other team.
Many years ago, President Ronald Reagan spoke of the early heroes who first embodied the Notre Dame spirit and how that legacy continues to thread its way through the fabric of American life.
And I've always thought that it was no mere coincidence that the legend of George Gipp and Knute Rockne emerged from this great institution of higher learning, not simply because of its academic excellence, but because it stands among the winds of subjectivity for lasting values and principles that are at the heart of our civilization and on which all human progress is built. I think our detractors are looking in the wrong places. If they want to see the goodness and love of life of this generation, the commitment to decency and a better future, let them come here to Notre Dame.
We hope you've enjoyed this journey through Notre Dame's storied past. As you listen to the echoes come to life, we hope you felt the excitement all over again, or maybe for the very first time. For me, the Notre Dame spirit has always meant never giving up, on the football field or off. It was a pleasure for me to share these great Irish football moments with you. What a thrill to hear them again. And here's to many more. I'm Regis Philbin. Go Irish!